unfortunately. I need to get it run from my garage to where to the outside of my garage.
It shouldn't be too bad.
Shut the fuck up. Warren, you're in charge. Everybody, welcome to the my microphone is hot.
Well, okay,
that broken cable there.
All right, somebody else take that from me.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Doom Thugs podcast. My name is Michael Antonelli, and Warren's shitty microphones ruined the episode.
Hello, anything?
Uh-oh. I'm getting nothing from you, pal.
Okay, well, I'll just scream what I'm gonna say.
Okay, let me pass the ball over to Adam.
Hi.
And I'm going to go into the closet where I belong.
Sounds great. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Doom Thugs podcast, the official podcast of Delaware County, if you didn't know already.
Oh, I hear you now.
I'm working.
We are currently experiencing some very minor technical difficulties. We're just going to cruise on through because we are professionals. We have been doing this for a very long time. We're going to get Warren back online. Mike, our beloved host, is going to take care of that, and I'm going to welcome in, let's be honest, the most popular person on the show. To my right, BK, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I knew you were talking about me.
I was.
How are you guys? It's been a month.
Has it been a full month?
I can't believe it.
I thought we didn't.
No, maybe it hasn't been a full month. It was kind of late February, I think.
Well,
we did it.
We were after Valentine's Day, were we not?
Yeah.
So I thought I remember talking about going to get out. Yeah, I think we were after Valentine's
Day. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. You were the person that suggested this date, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
You did.
Yeah, because I missed you guys.
Yeah, we were forcing the issue. I like it.
Yeah. So here we are. Thank God. Oh, and we actually planned this like weeks in advance, too, for once.
Crazy.
Usually it's like, I don't know when I'm free.
So far in advance
someone sends a frantic text like the last week of the month. Like,
oh, we gotta get it in.
I had said to my went to my beloved wife and went up to her at 5:24 today and said had my keys and I was like, all right, I'll see you guys in a bit. And she said, where are you going? I looked at her, I said, podcast. And she went, I was like, oh no, I definitely told you. It's just we planned this shit
actually
2 weeks ago.
So maybe we shouldn't do that. I don't know.
No, it's all.
Is it better? Is it worse?
I think it's all good.
Yeah.
With a little tease, you know. Speaking of April and the crew at home, I had a special visitor on Sunday. He's a little bit indisposed at the moment, but we got the boys together. The boys were back in town.
This boy.
This boy. His boy. My boys.
Aww.
It was a good time. I'm going to ask him to tell that when he gets back online. But just to tease him a little bit, that was something we did recently. How have you been recently?
I've been good. What has been going on? Nothing really. Just working, hanging out with Phoebe, being a mom.
Yeah, saw you at the park the other day. Was that the park on?
It was in my neighborhood on Peach Street.
Right before you crossed the bridge?
Right before you crossed the bridge.
Okay,
yes.
So I saw it today. I went down there to look at a house I had looked at a couple months ago. Did the UB? And I saw the park and I was like, I feel like I recognize that from one of your videos.
Yeah.
She was vibing in her glasses.
Yeah. Yes. And I love that she keeps them on too. She'll be like, it's shining out here. I'm like, yeah, let's put your sunglasses on. And she'll be like, I can see. And she keeps them on. So I love it.
That's good.
Plus they're extremely cute. So it's even better.
They're stars, are they not?
They're flowers.
They're flowers.
Yeah. Pink flowers.
Oh.
She's also got another pair of like aviator type. So
We have,
she's styling.
We have one tulip outside of our house that just has, you know, just shows up every year. And Wyatt is every time a flower from mama.
Aww.
So he keeps ripping it off, trying to go outside and get another flower from mama without his pants on today. And I was like, you got to put your pants on. And it was funny to watch him navigate that. But yeah, he keeps getting a flower from mama. Then after it dies, you know, 40 minutes later, it's, oh no. A flower from mama.
Yeah. We've got like a little bundle of daffodils in our backyard.
Okay.
And Phoebe just wants to pick them constantly. They're not necessarily for me, but She likes to put them in the vase.
Okay.
Cute. I'll be like, did you pick that for mommy? And she just doesn't answer. It's like, okay.
Well, not really. We'll pretend. Being honest.
It's for me, but yeah, it's funny. Kids are funny.
Barry.
So the boys, I brought my boy. So Warren, are you here?
I am here.
Okay, everyone's here.
Woo!
We did it. We took care of it. That's why you should watch the video. You could watch me sweat through my shirt in real time. But so last week or a week and whatever, Tammy, my wife, went away for 5 days. Mm-hmm. Went to St. Louis for work. And I was, you know, solo parenting. It was me and the boy.
Was that the first time for that amount of time?
For sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, it's totally fine, right? It's pretty easy. And I took off work, so it was like, great. I mean, it's whatever. He had trouble sleeping a night or two, but it's not a big deal. But the one day, it was Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
We decided, let's bring him over to Adam's house. Let's get the boys together. Now, here's some issues off the top. The time I was to go over was, in fact, time for the boy, my boy's first nap. So yes. That's tough.
I wasn't made aware of that.
No, I mean, it's whatever.
It's hard to work around, especially when it's two naps.
Two naps. Everything is like on a fucking...
the schedule.
Like a tight schedule all the time. I thought... because there's not, you know, sometimes his first nap is short. So I'm thinking, okay, perfect. He's tired. He'll fall asleep in the car. He'll get a solid 15, 20 minute nap. He'll be up and then he'll have a good time with the boys and I'll give him some food.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't fall asleep, of course, and was a little bit, you know, Sal. He's a happy-go-lucky guy, but he was a little... not in a great mood. he was you know, crying a lot whenever Adam would look at him. Very afraid of Adam.
My aura.
But I mean, by the end of the day, we had him and your youngest Ben
mm-hmm.
both playing
the DJ booth
on each side of a little stand-up DJ booth. It was very cute. Ben was furrowing his brows. They were both moving their hands as fast as they could to touch everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a look in Ben's eyes like, who is this motherfucker touching my shit? It was very, very cute. Ben's very cute. Wyatt's very cute, of course. He, you know, got the space heaters on. Blasting in my face.
God.
We're listening to the Toy Story, very abridged version.
The Tony box.
Is that what that's called?
It's called a Tony box.
It's a little toy box that you put an action figure on top of, and then it tells a story.
Yep.
It told me the story of Toy Story 1 in like
eight minutes.
Fires through that thing. I was like, God damn, we're already at Pizza Planet? Shit. And you say you listen to that story many times.
Oh, yeah. And the way how you switch it, because the figurines, which you can get at the Delaware Public Library if you live in Delaware heck. How you switch the internal story inside the figurine is you smack the box.
Oh.
And it's funny to watch why he looks like he's fucking tees off on it. He's just like, wha-bam! like, I don't like this song. Wha-bam!
That's funny.
But yeah, the Tony, and it's got an internal, which I think is genius from a parenting standpoint. It's got an internal battery. So if it comes off the charger, it just keeps going. You don't have your kid up your butt like, oh, mommy, daddy came off. But yeah, the Tony box is a lot of fun. The boys... I thought they had fun. I didn't notice. Yeah. Sal seemed fine to me.
You know, you're hypersensitive to your own kids' behavior. Oh, yeah. Right?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Sal's about 3 months older than Ben, give or take a week or two.
He'll be 10 months tomorrow.
Ooh.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so about 3 months and change.
Yeah.
They were playing together in the DJ booth, which is cool. It's literally like it's a little taller than this cooler, and it's got different settings, and you can record songs, and the kids really like it. They were having a lot of fun. We had cheeseburgers. It was sunny.
It was a wonderful cheeseburgers. Day. April was there. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a nice
cute.
Time.
It was yeah,
very
love that.
Cute.
Very fun stuff.
But, you know, it is what it is. Stop making my son cry. It's going to be a problem. Warren and Adam on my shit list. Just kidding.
Aww.
You two and Santa. He doesn't like you. Just kidding. He likes you a lot. He likes you. It's just.
I was going to say, he never cried at me.
No. He was just like way overwhelmed.
I held him for a while.
Yeah. He met like 7 new people at the same time.
I thought he was
fine. Here they are.
That's the DJ booth.
Isn't that nice?
That's adorable.
Little cute little boys being cute.
The booth looks so big already.
Oh, it's crazy.
And they're both of them are big for their size. Mm-hmm. They're big boys.
10 months in a fucking blink of an eye. I'm not telling any of you guys anything you don't know, but it really fucking flies by, does it not?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Dude. It like flies by and it doesn't at the same time. To me, like, I remember thinking, like, oh, like, I love this baby stage, I do, but like, I can't wait till you can like walk around and like play with me and like talk to me. And then all of a sudden she is, and like, but in the moment I'm like, man, this baby phase is like lasting a long time.
Yeah, right.
But then when it's here, when she's talking and walking, literally speaking in full sentences at this point,
crazy. Yes,
it's like, wow. Where did the time go? I look at pictures of her as a baby, and I'm like, oh.
What the fuck?
I feel like that was last month. Like, it's crazy.
It really is.
It's unbelievable. It makes you sad and happy all the time.
Dude, we're taking kindergarten tours.
Kindergarten? Ooh! God! That's like my first memory was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the senior statesman.
Yeah, you're old hack at this point.
So her first memories are starting now, so watch it.
Be careful. I hope to God Sal's not one of those freaks that remembers everything from the time they were born, or I'm probably going to fucking jail.
Why remembers the weirdest stuff, but like he's hypervigilant in that like he associates everything with everything, and as weird as that might sound, like I'll you know take a steak out of the freezer and he'll be like we need the vacuum sealer. I'm like, no, we already did that. He's like, is it in the sous vide? Like he sees mm-hmm. something and it triggers the entire constellation of everything that's associated with that in mm-hmm. his brain. And I don't know if that's like a 2-3-year-old kid thing, because this is my first plow through the snow,
right?
Or whether he's unique in that way.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess time will
tell. I mean,
they have a small frame of reference for things.
Yeah, like a hard drive for each individual thing.
And they remember a lot at that age because there's not a lot for them to know.
Yeah, that's true.
They remember a lot. But as you grow, once they start hitting those formative like school years, they forget all that shit.
They start smoking weed.
Kindergartners smoking weed.
God.
While we're in the subject of kids, we're in the potty. We're underwear potty.
We're trying, and it's not great.
It's
no.
He likes to do number two. We don't even know where he heard the song, but he'll walk up. Ice Ice Baby. He wants to hear on the Bose speaker at high volume Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby while he's taking a dump.
That helps him go.
Yep.
Good for him. That's not bad.
The thing that I find the most amusing, I'm sorry if it's an overshare, but whilst in the action, when the moment arrives, he goes, holy moly! And it just makes me laugh.
That is so good, dude.
And he starts talking about it. He's like, we got to show Mama. We got to show Mama. I'm like, I don't think Mama wants to see this.
we got to show Nana.
Let me dial her up. Hey, Mom.
FaceTime.
Yeah. Check this out. But it's just such a relief. Like, two in diapers at the same time.
Yeah,
man.
I'm done with the diapers. I can't
Fuck
do it.
That.
Yeah.
Was your Sal's a twister? When I try to change him, he's like not into it. He's mm-hmm. always doing the twist.
Yeah.
Is everyone's doing that?
Yeah. And they're like, don't pick him up by the leg. He'll be fine. Pick him up by the fucking leg.
Twist.
I've picked her up by the leg since she was in newborn.
Yeah. Is that a thing? Don't pick him up by the leg?
You're like not supposed
You'll
to.
Damage their hips.
They're fine.
She's fine.
What are they, a German shepherd?
I carry him by his legs upside down.
Yeah.
No, Jake
Just
literally.
Kidding.
Jake literally will pick her up by her legs.
Sal loves to hang upside down. He's a little bat.
She loves it too.
Good pull, Mike.
Thank you, Riga's Castle. Okay, look it up. R.L. Stein. Anyway.
That was R.L. Stein?
I think he was a writer on it or something.
Right? Okay.
So, Warren's hosting the show. What do you have to say for yourself?
Oh, thank God. Because
tech issues fixed. Did you see that was like a fucking roadie? Did you ever see that video of Stevie Ray Vaughan breaking a string?
Never.
And it comes up in my algorithm all the time. He's shredding, of course.
Naturally.
actually.
And I'm not like a huge Stevie Ray Vaughan guy. Like, I'm not into like white dudes singing the blues. It's not
playing
my
guitar,
thing.
Like,
but the
really
dude can
well.
Fucking shred, yeah. shred his dick off, and he's fucking shredding. Breaks a string, is playing, continues a solo. And then goes into a part where he's singing, you know, how blues songs are. He gets to the part where he's like, and then the fucking guitar tech comes out. Stevie Ray Vaughan, without missing a beat, fucking gets his guitar strap off, puts the new one on, straps on, boom, right back into a solo without a sec. Like, if you were just listening to the live album, you had no idea he fucking broke a string. That's what that was like. I'm a fucking
pro.
I've been doing this 10 years.
And
I failed to develop as a painter. That's a Royal Tenenbaums reference. Anyway,
I feel
Warren,
like
you're in charge.
Well, it's done now. I felt like your mic cable knew that I was about to start talking and decided
and
to
they were
fucking
like, fuck
kill
that.
Itself.
Fuck that.
Guys should
not
I mean,
good.
Look, 3, 2, 1, start over. Warren, dude.
Hey,
thugs.
Everybody. Welcome to the I've Made a Huge Mistake podcast.
Does that live anywhere anymore?
No.
It's gone. No.
It lives on my computer. I have them all. If anyone wants them,
let's put them on vinyl.
I was on there
dude.
Once, I think.
You were definitely on there. Yeah. I got tired of paying for the website. Yeah.
I don't remember what my story was.
It was a fun show to do.
Yeah, that was fun.
I think it served its purpose.
I liked the theme of it, though. Like,
100
it was
episodes
fun.
Is
it's a great theme.
100 episodes, nothing to shake a stick.
No,
at.
I don't think so. Nothing compared to you guys, but.
We're at 5,000. No, it was great. And then you asked me to be on it, and I was honored, and I was on it for the second half of the show.
I think you were on there for longer, yeah.
That was a crazy time. I was, like, you know, obviously a man without kids or responsibilities. I was at going to Warren's house once a week and then having my show once a week. I had 2 weekly shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't make a thin dime.
but it's fun.
Dude, it's so fun. I love the format of podcasting. And I, Warren, you're hosting.
Oh, okay.
So that means Warren has to talk the entire show.
Warren, you got to guide the ship. I'm running on fumes today. I put on all my gold jewelry to get some Ginzo fuel to push me through today's episode.
Huge Mistake had to be 8, 9 years ago at this point.
No way.
Sure?
Not that long, right? Like 6,
sure?
maybe?
Sure? Yeah, this is more like...
Are we really sure?
We're not really sure.
No, because I can reference
sure.
that. I can do that.
Let's do it.
We just got Maggie. When
Maggie
you guys start, Maggie was a puppy and she was on the show. Jake would bring her to the show sometimes.
How old is Maggie now?
She'll be 7 next month.
Okay.
So, yeah, six, seven years.
Nearly a decade.
Yeah. Wow. Nearly. Not nearly.
Depends how you round.
Half a decade.
But, you know, that was fun. I just had to sit on a metal folding chair.
I know. Nothing.
Next to all your fucking pop vinyls.
They're all boxed
and
up.
Your
it's all
amazing DVD
now.
Collection.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm an impressive person.
I liked looking at the collections. I enjoyed
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I have a problem, and it's amazing. Very obvious. My problem has gone... Well, it hasn't gone away,
this
but
is
it's,
diverted.
Been, it's been put away.
It's been put away.
What do you mean?
You've been forced out of it.
I still... love my collections, but there's nowhere to put them now with two little monsters running around.
They're gonna
get in the garage.
They're in totes and storage. Yeah.
If Phoebe saw those Funko Pop, she would want to rip them open.
For sure. I loved them. I like I liked the style of shelf you had as well.
Yeah, you had it.
It was a good setup.
You have pictures of that room.
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
We gotta have pictures of that room.
But now I'm on the vinyls.
That's cool.
Are you really?
That's
cool.
What's your collection like now? 500 records. It weighs a metric ton.
It's probably a lot. It's probably about 30 records.
Hey.
But I'm only buying albums that I like. I don't buy like new stuff unless it's something I really like.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you listen to them? Do you put records on?
Yes. When I have a moment, which is never.
Right.
But I have a little...
Turntable
with my records on it and the turntable and speakers and
cute.
Friend of the show Kyle is an aggressive vinyl collector. He texted me 2 hours ago. He's away in New York. He just said, I just spent $91 on vinyls. I have a serious problem. he just got himself a whole new turntable.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's got a nice setup going.
They're
it's
doing
fun
things with like the what do I want to say here? The limited edition style records with the like splatter
like the colors
and stuff.
And
they're
stuff.
Doing really cool stuff.
I like that.
So yeah. I like to find an album that I really like and then find the coolest looking one. Like I have a Newfound Glory one that glows in the dark.
That's cool.
Yeah. Sick.
I like that it stays in, you know, I hope it's all that stays in vinyl, right? And then CDs, because you could get a new CD for like $9 still. Like when a like a new release.
Really?
Do people buy CDs anymore?
I do.
Like
I do. And I like CDs, and I
Jake
hope,
does too.
And I don't want it to get cool. You know what I mean? Because
I think you're too late for that.
No, I'm not. Because
you are.
No, I'm not. Because I could still go to Jupiter Records and get used CDs for a dollar. There will be a point in time where a fucking $1 CD will be $5.25.
People are going to be like, "This is vintage. Yes, this sound is crazy."
Yeah,
cassettes are there right now.
The cassettes are like a big. It's kind of like a gimmick thing, but I guess it's following the thing vinyl. But I feel like did cassettes like at least with like in my mind. Tell me if I'm wrong here. I'm not in a fucking band. First time ever stealing my neighbor friend. And anyway,
Jesus Christ,
yikes!
Been out of school for almost 20 years now.
I'll attack you. And so vinyl.
I'm on the wrong side of 40, sir.
Wait, how old are you?
37.
I thought the wrong side would be the other side.
It'd be like 41 plus.
No, like I'm on the wrong side of 30.
Closing 35.
I'm close to 40.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just saying vinyl and CD. There's at least audio quality.
Oh yeah.
I don't think with cassette tapes, audio quality was ever a thing, right? Don't cassettes sound like shit?
They do sound like shit, yeah.
Yes.
But they're cool.
I had the Aqua cassette tape.
Hell yeah.
I'm Bobby Girl. And Smash Mouth.
Many Weird Al cassette tapes.
Nice.
The last CD I listened to was given to me by our fearless leader, Mike.
What was it?
He mailed me, or was it mail? Physical mail?
I mailed it.
Oh my physical god, that's mail. The oldest sentence anyone's ever said.
He physically mailed me a CD.
He
showed up by Pony Express, and he gave me a mixtape. So I guess we're in love.
Oh, I got same a mixtape too. Yeah.
So I was, I had a bit of a...
I got one for you. You didn't respond, and Megan didn't respond. I put it out on Instagram stories.
No, you wouldn't like it.
It was a very personal thing.
I put it out on IG stories. I said, hey, I'm making
a mixtape.
Mix CDs. Does anyone want one? Everyone that replied got one. I mailed out many CDs. It was a tremendous financial loss for me, but it was great. It was so fun.
Maybe you should be more on social media.
I'm not on social media.
Megan
you could have texted me.
Megan is.
She doesn't tell me things. We don't talk.
We're divorced.
Oh, shit.
I had a bit of a drive. It was the first CD I ever actually listened to in my truck, which I've had for almost 5 years. Wow. I was like, it's got a CD player, right?
I haven't listened to a CD player in my car yet either. That's funny to think about.
So I put it in, and immediately my little display gave me the song. I wasn't sure if it would do that. You know, because back in the day, it would be like track one, track two.
Right, right.
Gave me who it was. Mm-hmm. You know, I was listening to it. I sounded like I was texting Mike about something unrelated. And I sent him a picture of the screen. I was like, hey, I'm
jamming.
Made me
feel really good.
I knew it would. I was safe.
I got one for you. It's right over here.
Make me one now.
I got it ready.
It's packaged. So I finally
heard a Harry Styles song.
It was a cover.
That's not his song?
It's his song.
Okay. Oh, someone else singing it?
It's a cover.
Oh, I like the person singing it, whoever that was.
It's a great cover, yeah.
It was a good cover. So I was listening to it. I was like, oh, from my trip out to what I was doing to my trip home, covered the whole CD.
Amazing.
In that literal loop.
That's good. Yeah. And it's like the songs are all
in the same
the title of C is a certain vibe, right?
Yeah, it's that.
Because it's all songs kind of in the same area, right? Yeah, Brittany contributed one of the songs, and then I picked the rest. Like, I think there's 10 songs on it.
About that.
So this is not curated by you for your friends based on them specifically.
This was a 10-song mix CD that I made that if whoever wanted could get it.
Got it.
Okay. So don't be that offended.
I don't want that.
it's
actually take mine and break it.
I usually just listen to like podcasts and stuff, like very high frequency shit.
There's a sticker on the CD. You know,
is it
what I mean?
Wall guarantee sticker?
No, it's Joe Camel.
PG.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It was very good. It was a very good experience.
I'm working on number two. You'll be on the list.
I want on the list
two
too.
Is yeah, you're everyone's on the list.
I'm perennial.
I wish somebody would make a mix CD for me that was like catered to me.
Personal.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
That's
I was
never
like, that's
happened.
Very,
that's very
you,
hard.
Mike.
I know people like back in the day, like your crush would like make you a mix CD or whatever.
That's how we had to do things.
That's never happened for me, and I wish that somebody would make
me. By the time you were the age to be receiving a mixtape, CDs weren't
no,
a thing.
It was like MP3
like, let
players.
Me send you the Spotify
Zooms.
Playlist.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
No, I'm not that young, guys. We still listen to CDs. We still burn CDs on LimeWire. Yeah, okay?
Did your quick poll, did your parents have any issue, you know, when you were a teenager or preteen or whatever, and it had the clear, explicit lyrics?
No.
No issue at home?
No.
That was okay in your house?
I was listening to explicit, like, Eminem CDs and, like, Ludacris CDs when I was, like, 10.
Warren, was it okay in your house?
It was, but let me tell you this. And, Mike, I don't know if you can on the fly pull this up, nice. But one time I was listening to a little album called The Mark, Tom, and Travis Show, and I was blasting that thing, and a little song called Family Reunion came on, and my mother walked in. Mm-hmm.
The sticker was an absolute. The sticker was an absolute no go in my house. That was a band hammer out of the gate.
Really?
Yeah, my dad of all people.
So, what was your first explicit CD?
The Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah,
which I had to listen to just loud enough, just quiet enough, so he wouldn't hear.
This is Marshall Mathers.
I mean, you're a mom. You walk
you're
in on
asking
this.
For it
you
with
gotta,
this.
You gotta lay the hammer down.
Yeah. Shit, piss, fart, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker,
tits, fart, dirty, twat. Dude. Shit, piss, fart, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker,
I recently listened
to the end. I fucked your mom.
Come on.
So you were asking
we
for
both
it there.
Said
so classic.
You go first.
It was one of the CDs in my three disc changer.
Well, for me,
I'm dying to get one of those, by the way, sorry to interrupt. That I told you to go first and I interrupted. But
no, it's totally
fine.
If
anyone has the classic has a lead on the classic three disc
tray
on top, light show, CD, tape, radio player with an AV plug-in. If anyone can fucking please hook me up with that. I've been going to Goodwills, and they don't let you test shit. And it's like, I just want one so badly, and I don't want to pay $100.
I'll look around.
eBay.
I'll look around.
Thank you, guys. Keep an ear to the ground. I'm a good guy. I deserve it.
I can find that.
Brittany, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say that there was another Blink-182 song that I think was on Take Off Your Pants and Jacket that was like a snippet like that, and it was fucking very vulgar.
Was it the one about fucking a dog?
Yeah.
And it's like, ejaculate into us. I'll never talk to you again.
That's a happy holiday.
Unless your mom will suck me off. Yes. Oh, okay.
Great song.
Yes. I would blast that in my room.
How old were they at the time?
In their 20s?
That's fine. So, at the gym, like probably a year ago, I listened to the Mark, Tom, and Travis Show, and I remembered every fucking note, every goddamn stupid ass thing they said.
It's
between
a fucking
songs.
Great album.
Because I'm
when
too
it
young
came
for
out,
that.
When it came out, yeah. Tell that because we talked about this before. But your Blink-182 album is
self-titled.
Fantastic album, but
for sure that's old.
I know it's like not like even close to their first album. No. I know that much, but that wasn't the first album I ever heard by them. I think Take Off Your Pants and Jacket was
right.
But
man, they make good albums. Fuck.
But that was something that was one of my first like all the way through no skip. Like I fucking love this.
And like
CD.
You and your friends. That was me. Yeah. That was like. The exact same with me and Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. It wasn't the first album I heard. The first one I owned was Dude Ranch, okay? Then Enema of the State.
But then
I was older and more mature when Take Off Your Pants and Jacket came out. I made my dad drive me to the wall to buy it on opening day.
The Walmart?
Wall.
Oh, CD the wall. Star. The young.
FYE before.
Yeah, it was before FYE. And this is a story about...
Because Walmart doesn't sell
stickers.
Explicit.
No, you can only get edited.
I meant to mention
sucks.
That. Yeah.
But I went to the wall because I wanted to buy my second ever CD. First one, no doubt, Tragic Kingdom. Got that for Christmas.
Amazing.
Great CD.
Second CD, I was like, okay, I probably got a gift card or something. Yeah. I'm going to go spend
holiday money or birthday money.
And my dad was like, I'm going to go sit out in the sit outside. So it was like wall. Then there was like some benches, probably some trees.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Other side was Hot Topic. I was like, that'd be
at the Concord Mall?
That'd be Grand Run. Yeah. I was like,
careful out there by the Hot Topic. That I don't want you to get fucking attacked by freaks. But anyway.
Freaks and cat ears.
He was sitting down, and I took Smash Mouth Fushu Mang up to the counter because I was a big Walking on the Sun guy. I thought I loved that song so much.
It's a great song.
So I can't roll up to the counter with that. It's got the explicit sticker on it. I'm a child.
It's explicit?
Yeah. He's like, walking on the fucking sun, cunt. Sorry. that's the non-radio edit. But I walk up to the counter, and then like the guy at the counter's like, do you got a parent here? So I pointed out to my dad across the courtyard, and then the guy looked over and saw my dad. Dad gave a thumbs up, and he's like, all right. So I was able to lie to buy the CD.
That was good enough.
What else do you need? What, are you going to make him walk all the way in there to say, yeah, go ahead?
I don't give a I could give less of a fuck.
That reminded me of the Dumb and Dumber, when he's like, Seabass said you pay for this. That's Seabass. Yeah. The reason I brought it up was yesterday was, okay, two things. First off, Mike's mixed CD. I didn't realize I had such a nice sound system in my vehicle. I didn't realize it was that nice.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, this is really, so it reinvigorated me listening to music in my vehicle, which I normally just don't.
Yeah.
And I was yesterday, it was so nice out. It was one of those days where I didn't care that everything wasn't perfect in the world. I was like, everything's perfect right now. Mm-hmm. And I had my windows down. I was going to get my hair cut, and I was fucking...
Not by me.
Yeah, that was like...
That was an insult.
Basically an insult.
I know.
I'm about to cry.
Busting your balls. Come on!
Blaring music, and I looked up at what I was listening to. I looked up at the album, and I saw the parental advisory sticker, and at the time, I wanted this album, and I wasn't allowed to listen to it because my dad said no. And for whatever reason, as a man who's almost 38 years old, I was like, I don't know why, but I'm enjoying the song more now.
Because I know it's explicit.
Yes.
I remember getting Ludacris's Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth.
I got it from fucking Walmart, though.
Oh, no.
My grandma wanted to buy it for me. So I was like, okay.
Well, you know.
And it was like, every time they edited a word, it would be like woof woof, or like a gunshot, or like glass breaking or something. But so like that's how I knew the songs, and I knew that they were cussing in those moments, but just like that's the way I would listen to the songs. So hearing them explicit was like, wait, what is this song is so different.
Do you guys what I have done, and listen to music like driving to work or something, and then put on a song that you think people will be impressed by and put your windows down and blare it?
Have I done that? Of course.
Yeah.
I used to do that. Now I feel like people will be embarrassed.
I'd be like, man, that was a really good song.
I should be embarrassed.
Brittany, you're trying a little hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was a really good song. I'm going to rewind it because I'm pulling up at work and I want to start it from the... I want everyone to know what I'm rocking.
My fucking dad would do that, pulling up to pick me up from a fucking sleepover. Oof. He'd pull through the neighborhood blasting some fucking, I don't know...
Dad rock, whatever
they'd listen to.
Boston.
And
he's a Kiss guy.
And he'd be like fucking steering wheel drumming and like, and I would just be like, mortified walking out to the car, like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I couldn't get to the car quick enough and like tell him to pull off. It was terrible. But like he was having a good time, so
he was like rocking out.
He thought he was so cool.
These kids are gonna think I'm cool.
Yeah, though he thought he was fucking cool. Not
wrong.
Not
I was in DARE class, and in DARE class it was in the home ec room, so you're at a big shared table sitting with four or five other kids.
I never had DARE.
That's why you're addicted to drugs. Yeah. And I'm not.
It was a very formative thing for you, huh? You've talked about it quite a bit.
What? Yes, DARE. Your DARE experience.
You know, it like really scarred you.
What about great?
Great gang resistance education and training, of course. So I'm not in a gang.
What is that? What
DARE to be great?
So
great.
So there was DARE, which was drug abuse resistance education. Black and red, pretty tight.
I've seen the shirts. Yeah,
pretty cool.
The license plates are a big thing in Pennsylvania.
I wish I had a shirt. Actually,
but, folks, probably not hard to find.
Find me a stereo. Find Brit a DARE shirt. But then there, a couple years later, we had Great. Didn't catch on as hard as Dare. The colors were like
stupid.
Teal and white, and it was gang resistance education and training.
I think they picked the wrong colors. I think that's what it is.
It was a bad 90s color.
Very 90s. But it'd be tight as shit right now if you had a fucking teal great shirt. Dog. But anyway, I'm wearing, this is Eddie Bauer, by the way. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Got it at Kohl's. It's spring, baby. Spring is sprung. Okay. I don't have any shorts. I got to invest in some shorts. Anyway, so we were at the table, and someone rapped the lyric from Eminem's coming up a lot today. And we have
we
have the music game today, by the way. Keep that in mind.
What is Eminem in it?
No.
Oh.
Keep that in mind. While you're hosting the show.
Oh, whoops.
Sell us when it's time to go to the game. That's how this works.
He's the game show host?
I didn't realize.
I'm hosting.
Wait a minute.
You're keeping time. But
no,
anyway.
Because I won last time. Let me host this time. But you already know this stuff.
You guys should have discussed this shit before the show.
I know the bands that are coming up. Like, I wrote the list of bands, but I didn't look up the songs.
I could do it.
You're not even in the discussion,
Adam.
You're the
most competitive, though, the three of you.
Anyway, okay, so anyway, someone said, the young lady at her table, who's later in jail for robbery, said, the lyric, I'm about to pass out and crash and fall in the grass or whatever, right? And me with my bowl cut with my blonde highlights, said the next lyric from the music video that I've seen, apparently is the edited version of the song.
And my ass
got lit up for singing. She was like, is that what you think the lyric is, you bitch? It's like, damn.
That's
shit
funny.
Is fucking real out here.
I saw Ace. Do you guys know who ASAP Rocky is?
Of course.
Okay.
$AP. He killed all those people at Astroworld.
No, he didn't. That
shit,
was Travis
so
Scott.
Dumb. That was a joke,
wow.
By the way.
Old
joke.
Man. Old Oof. Man alert.
Okay, boomer.
Oh,
he was Travis Scott. Did
womp,
that?
Womp,
damn,
womp.
That was so bad.
That's okay. But so
it's,
yeah,
it's not. But
I saw ASAP Rocky at a Made in America music festival.
Hell yeah!
And he was doing what song? Fuck, who cares? But it was a song that I had only heard on the radio.
Right.
And I'm singing the fucking radio version.
Oh, you dork.
And everybody in the crowd is singing this other, like the explicit version. And I was like, oh shit, I can't. Okay, now I know the words, so now I can sing. Like, I don't think anybody, hopefully nobody heard me.
Did you say these were tickets you won?
I did win them.
Can we talk for a second about the text message that you threw out to the group, like, was it like a week or two ago?
This was fun. This was a fun day.
You getting us involved in something.
A fun day in the group message.
And I'm embarrassed because that show has fucking been canceled
for
a while.
So
I just watch reruns on TV.
The story goes, we were setting up the showtime or whatever for today, and then Britt was like, guys, I'm not joking, I'm dead serious, will you guys, if I get us on this game show, are you guys all in to be on it?
I'm sweating.
I'm instantly yes. Adam's yes. Warren took some cajoling, but eventually we were all on board. We gave Brittany our email addresses. It was like, yes, this, and I was like, this might actually happen. She's fucking serious. We're going to be on TV. We're going to be.
I get picked for a lot of things.
Right. She's got the touch.
Myself for it. Yeah.
And we're going to blow up huge. It's going to be the biggest podcast everyone's ever heard of. Bigger than Serial.
That's what I was hoping for.
But later that night, we got a very funny text message. Why?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
Because I don't have cable, guys. Okay, so I watch fucking like Samsung TV channels.
Hell
and
yeah.
Like, so like there's a Game Show Network channel, yeah. And this show called America Says comes on all the time. And I know that it's old. Like, I know that it's been around. I just didn't realize that it had been canceled, probably for like years. And it would just be the perfect show for us because it's four people on a team.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Boom. And it's like never like it's not like Family Feud. Like, you, it's never families. It's always like a group of people who are like
complete strangers.
They're not strangers.
They hate each other.
No, they're like, they do like an activity together. Like, people who like dance together, or they go to church together, or they fucking whatever. So I was gonna have like our team name was gonna be fucking Doom Thugs, you know, podcasters, whatever. And it's like one of those games where like it's like you have to fill in the blanks, right?
Yeah.
It's like when I go to the beach, I like to or one of the questions was like I sit on a folding chair at. If I'm going, you know, like what event, like, you know, what like, event do I sit on a folding chair? Beach, fucking, I don't know, graduation, stuff like that.
Wine's legs.
It's a fun game, okay? It's so fun. And the host is John Michael Higgins.
Yes.
And we love him. I love John Michael Higgins.
Who is he?
That's he was in. Have you guys ever seen? So I just actually saw this movie recently. It's about the pet show.
Best in Show.
Best in Show.
Yeah. Who is he in Best in Show?
He's the gay guy.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah, dude.
Yes. Perfect. Yes.
Best in Show fucking
Arrested Development.
Yep. He's in a lot of stuff. Community. He's funny.
Yes.
Always a killer in whatever he's in.
So, I mean, long story short, that shit's fucking canceled. Yeah, so.
We're all so excited. Let's go.
Practicing.
Guys, listen, we're going to get, there's more, there are game shows that are still running and I will apply. I just don't understand why the Game Show Network fucking website still has it on the drop down list for shows to apply to, but the application wouldn't go through. I filled it out fucking 5 times.
Yeah, she's like, I can't get this application out.
And Jake came home and I'm like, man, we're trying to do this and like, I don't know, it won't work. And then he was like, I think that show's canceled. Like, I don't know. And he looked it up and he was like, yeah, that's been canceled.
2010.
It's 2017.
I have so much faith in your ability to win those types of things.
I feel like you could get us on the show even though it's been canceled.
Bring it back.
As soon as I sent you my email, I was like, all right, I got to start mentally preparing.
I've spoken in front of people before. Yeah. Get a tan, you know what I mean? I can't look like
guys, we're gonna be on a game show, okay?
I think it's destined to be.
I think so too.
I just got to find a good fit for us. Something I think we would be good at.
Family Double Dare. Super sloppy.
I used to want to be on Double Dare so bad. And I was like, if you don't take a physical challenge, you're a fucking nerd.
Pussy.
That's all I wanted to go for was the physical challenge.
I think if I was on that show and I did not get to do the obstacle course at the end.
Because my family was so smart and just answered all the questions.
No, then you would win.
Yeah.
Wait.
At the end.
Like, at the end.
Because you have to win
course.
To get to the obstacle course.
But the physical challenge is because you're daring, double dare.
If I didn't get to do the obstacle course, I'd kill myself.
I want to dig in the nose full of slime.
Yes.
I want to find the flags.
The waffles and the fucking...
I want to slide into the fucking pool full of sundae toppings.
Oh,
and
just fucking fall all over that stage. Seemed like it was made of ice.
Yeah.
If I was on Legends of the Hidden Temple and I didn't get to run through the fucking temple, I'm fucking... killing
I wanted to do those fucking temple guards were scary.
I would have cried on TV.
It's literally
trying to fucking build the Shrine of the Silver Monkey. Like, where's the fucking head?
I used to get so pissed off at them. Like, obviously that's not right.
Come on, idiot.
or oh no, that's the same show.
Olmec, baby.
Olmec.
Purple parrots.
The purple parrots, silver snakes, red iguanas.
No, it was orange iguanas. Sorry.
I'm just getting everything wrong.
Purple monkeys.
Green monkeys. Purple parrots.
Silver snakes.
Silver snakes.
Blue barracudas.
Blue barracudas. Yes. That was a good team.
Blue barracudas.
Do you guys remember Wild and Crazy Kids?
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
Fuck yeah.
I don't remember anything on that show besides like the opening right now.
Omar Gooding,
I feel like
Jessica Gaines, and Donnie Jeffcoat. Yeah.
Donnie Jeffcoat. Donnie, if you're out there listening, we love
you. He's out there.
Buy
he loves
me a
this
stereo.
Show.
I know you got the money from Wild and Crazy Kids.
He's probably
got
leftovers from like giving away those prizes back then.
I was going to say those prizes that they would get, like fucking roller skates or rollerblades or like
moon shoes,
Toys R Us gift cards.
I want a moon shoes so
keyboard. Bad. A Casio keyboard.
I want a moon shoes in the worst way.
Friend,
shoes. British Knights.
My friend Jonathan.
The British
Knights. BK. British Knights. Like,
do you
cool.
get... Wait. Global guts.
Global guts.
I wanted to do the aggro.
I want
aggro
a piece
crag.
Of that radical rock yeah, so
glory
bad.
Piece.
Every time I see Mike O'Malley, he's an actor. Every time I see him on something, I'm like,
Why aren't you on Guts, motherfucker?
My fucking dad would watch that show, Yes, Dear, all
yes,
the
dear.
Time.
Yes,
Dear. Yeah, I all
just
the time.
That popped up on like a, remember these shows from the 90s?
He just
and
showed
I
up
was like,
on,
oh my God,
We watch Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, of
he just He just showed up on that.
Mo, was Mo there?
Mo, Maura
Mo.
Quark.
Maura Quark. Mo! I went
taking
to...
Taking
a Mo! Danny in blue with 30 points. Jesse in red with 10 points.
It looked so fun to do like the kayak thing yeah. in the pool.
And all those dudes touching you, helping you.
Yeah.
The
harness. I went caressing
on,
your penis.
I went on a mid-school year vacation, which is the best shit to do.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Like, oh. And I went to Universal Studios and...
You did not.
I did go to University
wow.
Studios. Okay.
I'm jealous. When it was a thing?
Way back when it was Nickelodeon
it was
involved.
Oh, I went on Nickelodeon tour. I toured the studio.
Oh, my God. I would have killed.
But at the end of it, there was in the gift shop, and I bought... I didn't buy shit. My parents were kind enough to buy me a Global Guts hat.
Oh, okay. Do you have it?
I wish, dude.
Oh my God. I would pay a lot of money for that.
And I went back to school wearing my Global Guts hat and to let everyone know that I was on Global Guts. A total lie. But I had the hat. How could I get the hat if I wasn't on the show?
Yeah, there's no way.
That's so funny.
I lied so much that school year. I talked with an Australian accent for a while.
You did not. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Why?
For attention.
Oh. We all know that Mike loves attention.
I was like addicted to attention. Did I get it? Yeah, I got some.
Hmm. And these kids would go behind your back and be like, this fucking guy is a liar.
Hey, I knew him last year and he wasn't Australian.
And I knew him last week. He just started talking about Australian accent in May.
Hilarious.
Here's how my relationship with people goes. The first 100 times you meet me, like school-wise, right? First 3 months, especially if I don't have a close friend sitting right next to me, I'm silent. Like mute. Just crippled by shyness, right? And then there's a mid-period in the middle of the school year where I get a little bit comfortable and I start being, you know, funny and like a regular student, right? And then by the end of the year, I'm way too comfortable and I'm a problem.
Calling teachers by their first names.
I'm very annoying. Every teacher hates me.
I would get that comment. Remember when you would get comments on your report cards? Yeah. Talks too much in class. Yeah. Very talkative in class. My mom would be like, okay, so what? Like, she has friends, whatever.
It's not my problem, teacher. You take care of it.
I'm that way too. I was that way in high school too, though. Like if I didn't know anybody in my class there, and remember when lunches would rotate? Did you guys have rotating schedules?
Yeah, I hated it.
And lunches would rotate. You'd have A, B, or C lunch or whatever they would call it. First, second, or third. There were some lunches where I didn't know a soul at lunch. I would sit on the steps.
Wait, did they rotate?
Going outside.
Like every week?
Every day.
What? Every day?
That's wild.
Every day my schedule would rotate.
No. Ours were marking period like based. Every
what? No. 4 times a year max.
Yeah.
And my
you were normal.
Apparently the schedules
this is Delaware.
The schedules would change. The way they did the schedules would change based on how good we did on our DSTP, our state test.
Yeah, you can eat now.
Yeah, exactly.
So if we didn't do well on our state test, they'd be like, you've got to make some changes. You've got to fucking... do something different. So every year of my high school experience, my schedule was different. Like the way that it would rotate was different. One year we had like block scheduling. So it was like, I don't even remember how that exactly worked, but I just remember some of the periods were like an hour
super
and a half
long.
Yeah. But I had like a study hall. So if that was last and was also an hour and a half long, I got to leave and go home.
It's not terrible logic.
So it wasn't terrible, but the rotating lunches killed me.
Yeah.
I didn't know who to sit with. I felt like fucking Katie Heron in Mean Girls sitting in the fucking stall of the bathroom eating. I never did that.
What was your table set up? Because ours changed throughout the years. Like, what was your lunch
and
table set up?
Did you guys have like a assigned?
No. Oh. In fact, there was a point where it was like a table for six with like push in, push out.
Oh no,
type
no,
chairs.
ours were always the big long benches.
We moved to that.
Seat. Yeah.
Yeah.
We started with actual. You could literally lean back and put your feet on the table.
Yeah.
Okay.
9/11 happened.
Yeah, that.
We had those chairs. But yeah, like
there were, if we don't have these uncomfortable round seats, the terrorists win.
With no back. Fuck.
If I had the fucking balls to just go up to and sit next to somebody that I thought was decent and cool, I'm sure they would have been like, hey, you know? Oh. But, like, it's really scary.
That's every day. What kind of insanity is that?
Yeah, it sucked so bad. So, like, I'd say, like, two times out of the week, I'd be like, fuck, I have sea lunch. Like, I don't know anybody in sea lunch. Like, I'm going to kill myself.
Ours were marking periods, which I think were four marking periods to a year. And that was your lunch. And then you would find, you know,
somebody. We sat together freshman year.
Did we?
In the beginning. And then some cooler kids came in and I moved.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember me at all. But yeah.
No, that didn't happen.
Yes.
You sat with me freshman my freshman year?
Nah, yes.
No, I don't think so.
And also mine. Oh. You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Wait, are you older? You're old.
No, you're the same.
You look older.
Yikes.
No, yes.
I was just thinking the other day how all you guys are going to be 40 soon, kind of.
Yeah, I think about it every waking moment of my life.
I was like, that's fucking... I know,
before everyone else here.
I'm turning 33 this year.
Oh, no.
Baby.
So I'm not on the bad side of 30 yet, but I still am like, oh my God, 40 is approaching. But like for you guys...
It's not approaching until you're 35.
You just embrace it.
It's okay, though. What do you guys... I don't even know how old you guys are.
I'll be 38 in September.
I'll be 38 in November.
Not me too, but my birthday's in November too.
Isn't your birthday on Thanksgiving?
Forget how old
the 30th. Very close.
I'm 30. You're 37 now.
Yeah, I'm 37 right now.
I think I'm 37 now.
You think you are?
No.
Those are gold chains.
You're 36.
Tell me that you're 48.
You turn 37 in July.
July. 37, I know that.
I'll turn July.
Yeah.
You'll turn 37 in July.
Yeah.
So you're younger.
I'm 37.
Yeah, you're a little baby.
I have a summer birthday. I'm younger than all of you.
Mm. After we celebrated a birthday to someone close to you recently. Yes.
My father just turned 70.
Hey.
Woo! You didn't do anything crazy for him?
We'll get into that in a minute.
Okay.
we were in knee deep in party planning. And cleaning,
gotcha. But my mom's turning 60 this year, so 60, I got to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Your dad and you are the same age difference as Wyatt and I.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
exactly
cool.
The same. I thought about it the other day. After,
cool. I love that.
Yeah. I thought about that quite a bit. So, yeah, I'll be the 40 before everyone in this room. And you didn't ask if I had any thoughts about it, so there's no reason to share. But yes.
Well, no, you can share.
I honestly don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck. Okay.
Not at all.
I didn't give a fuck about turning 30 either, to be honest. But like 40 is just kind of like.
Yeah, it's old is what it is.
Over the hill.
40 reminds me of, like, I remember as a kid going to, like, you know, Lordy Lordy, Harry's
Look
40.
Who's 40.
Yeah, like 40 type stuff.
Yeah, I remember that. My aunts and stuff.
And at times, like, so real quick segue. I recently sold a house to a customer out in like Amish country. So I was like deep in the Amish world, which was really interesting and cool. So I'll be, you know, 38 this year. Right. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm like 20 years old. When I was listening to fucking Evil Empire yesterday, I felt 10.
Hell yeah.
But
I feel so much younger.
At times feel, you know, old. Like when I'll read something on the internet, I'm like, is this person fucking stupid? I'm like, no, they're just 20.
They're just young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I see boys' haircuts.
Like,
do you know what you look like?
April's like, why does it look like they have fucking broccoli on their head? I'm like, that's the thing.
That's the thing.
Oh, it's crazy to me.
But other times I'll feel like a kid. And recently, last week, my customer ended up closing on a house out in Westchester County, like Chester County. And this big ass fucking diesel pickup truck comes up the driveway while we're walking around the house for like the final walkthrough. And there is no universe where you're going the way it's going unless you're coming up the driveway because it's like a dead end hairpin type thing. And the windows are all like limo tinted out, and he and I are standing there, and I'm just like, okay, I don't know what's going on. We're like in the middle of fucking nowhere. And the window comes down, and the door opens, and this Amish guy steps out.
Of the truck?
Yes. Passenger side. If he is less than 6'4", 280, then I'd be shocked. And my customer's a big strapping fellow. And then the guy behind, the Amish guy, gets out of the back seat. He's like 6'7". He's even bigger. And we're all standing around talking. I feel like I'm a fucking child. Mm. Just because everyone around me is so much physically larger. Mm-hmm. So, at least as a man, that paradigm shifts into like how you think about your age and like what, you know, how do you feel viral? Can you climb a set of steps? You know, all that kind of factors into what your relationship is with how you get older. But for that moment when I was standing there with these fucking mountains of men, I'm like, I feel like I'm 7 years old right now. Right. Yeah. I'm so like, fucking tiny.
Like, I had to ask permission to do things.
I'm still growing. I'll be that big someday.
I will. I'm going to get there.
Right.
And like, we were all trading ages, and like, he's 40, he's 43. I'm like, I'm 37 and change. Like, I'm, you know, I'm in the demo.
If I was going to be as big as you guys, I would be by now.
Yeah. But one of the things I've realized about like getting older, at least numerically in age, is like, if you're talking to three other guys and it's, you know, 44, 51, 58, and 39, if you're 37 or 30, you feel like you're part of that.
Yeah, whereas there's
if you're 20, disconnect. You don't feel that same way towards 31 and 36 years old. You just don't.
There's a big jump when you hit 30.
It just kind of like, it compresses as you get older.
Yeah. I mean, I think even beyond 30, like maybe even a little older.
You think so?
30 on the nose is still...
still young?
Because you're feeling it out. You're feeling that decade out.
Yeah, 30 on the nose is nothing.
Now, though, like 30... How old am I?
36. Seven.
36. Going to be 37.
In a row.
It's like... Yeah, exactly.
Hey!
It's, you know, I'm well into it. And yeah, so, like, I have friends at work that are coming up on 50... Yes. I have a friend at work that's like set in his 70s, you know what I mean? And then
yeah, these are your peers.
Yeah, and we're all
you're old like they are.
The same.
Yeah.
But then there are friends that are in their 20s that I feel more like I don't know, they're just younger, so it's like I'm more of a instead of a peer, I'm more of
a mentor.
More of like a
you're like the weird uncle,
a guiding light situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I went to my.
It's you know, there's a if you're 20s, you're fucking young as shit.
I was at my friend's house last Saturday. We were watching the pay per view, and as the two fighters were coming out, that one guy, I was the oldest person there by 8 to 10 years, and. The guy that was there, he's like, oh, man, you know, that guy's getting up there, and he's like 31. I'm like, he's not even getting started yet, motherfucker.
You know who I am? Yeah, you know how old I am?
We're definitely at the age where if there are pro athletes our age.
Yes.
They're retiring.
Like, they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's still doing it. What a miracle.
How old's Jason Kelsey?
I don't know.
Damn. He's in his 30s.
Like 35.
Yeah, and he's like, I can't believe he's still doing it.
That gap between 25 and 35, you know, that 10 years is, to me, the largest, you know, cone of, you know, what you think, what you take, what you say.
But also think about it back 10 years from 25, though. The jump from 15 to 25.
Sure, but you wouldn't likely be in the same social realm in most cases.
Right, right.
I'm just speaking from the social standpoint.
No, I understand.
And even 21 to 31, I wouldn't feel that way. It's just like that midpoint. It's you know, it's a fun shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang with the young kids.
Hoop
with the owls.
There's a difference between having not a relationship, but like a working friendship with between 35 and a 25-year-old, a 25-year-old and a 15-year-old, any 25-year-old that is associated with 15-year-olds.
We got issues.
There's
go
something
to
wrong.
Jail.
Literally.
I have a name that I could throw out there.
Please not text it to me. Please text it to me. Don't forget.
I won't.
Because I forgot a major story last time. I had to say it by a text. It didn't work as well. Should we play a game?
Yeah, let's play a game.
Okay, pull out the dice. Let's see who goes first.
They're in here.
Ooh, the fancy dice box.
Yeah,
all right, who rolls?
Each one of us rolls, and then whoever. Rolls.
So we're playing.
Are you rolling all three?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The cords won't reach to Warren to get this to work right.
10 for Adam.
I got you here.
Eight for me.
All right.
Adam.
Cyclops.
Brittany,
let's get
what
it.
What do you got? What do you got?
She's going to do
I thought you were calling me Cyclops.
No, I mean three ones.
That's rude.
He's a dork.
I'm old.
He gets cucked by Wolverine.
How much is that? Seven?
I don't know.
Yeah, seven.
So, Adam. Do you choose to go first?
Sure.
Or do you pass up your turn?
I'll go first.
So we're just going to go like this?
Just this, yeah.
Wait, I thought it was this way.
No, Adam.
10.
Oh,
eight,
I thought we were going
seven.
By who got the like the order of the numbers.
Oh.
Yeah, 10, 8, 7.
Maybe I didn't understand the question. You okay. said I could choose
however
to go first.
However you want us to go.
Adam's first, and we go around the circle this way.
So, okay. So Adam, me, Warren.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why did Brittany and I roll dice?
To see who got the highest number.
Fuck you.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, 18 was very
Mike's
doable.
Trying to stack the deck against me.
All right, so you're going to play.
You know you're
going to
win.
Is this a new game?
No, same game as last week. The music game. Doom Thugs music game. Still needs a name. Working on the name. But I'll go through the list. I'm not going to deviate from the list. This is the list how it was written.
Yep.
And I'm going to ask you a band.
And I name their number one song on Apple Music. Got it.
Why can't it be Spotify?
Because I'm not a spot. I can't subscribe to all these different streamers. I have a kid.
This game was controversial. Also, my house. Go ahead.
I tried to get on Spotify and it didn't have it broken down as clearly as this. Anyway, they changed their fucking shit around.
If you miss it,
if I don't know a song,
it goes to you.
Okay.
First band. Hold on.
I'm nervous for real.
Me too. I'm not good at this kind of stuff.
W. First band. We're in the grunge zone.
Oh, boy.
I am a grungy. Is that what they're called?
You are a grungy. That's what everyone says about you. Adam.
Yes.
Nirvana. And also, by the way, if you're not watching this on YouTube Live, you will not see it on YouTube for at least a month. Because this game gets us annihilated on YouTube. But that's why you should listen to the podcast. We're a podcast.
I think I'm thinking of the name of the album.
Wait, why? Because copyright?
Yeah. Last month's episode is still not on YouTube. It's copyrights. The Eagles were on our ass so hard.
Smells Like Teen Spirit, the album, right?
No, that's the song.
That's the song? Then that one.
There it is.
Adam, fuck you.
Adam, on the board early with a point.
As soon as you said grunge, I was like, please, Nirvana.
It's so good, right, dude?
I love it.
It's timeless.
I personally do.
You can't beat those Dave Grohl drums.
And the cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of the album?
Never mind. We're still in the grunge zone, Brittany. Don't worry your pretty head. We're moving over to...
Wait, I'm scared because I called myself a grungy.
Yeah, you might look like a fucking
fool. And I might look like a fool.
Pearl Jam.
Okay. I'm having a brain fart. Is it, I can only think of, is it Alive?
We're going to have to move over to our man, Warren.
Jeremy.
One of my favorite songs to reference online, but not correct.
Oh, my. Pearl Jam.
Wait, if he gets it wrong, do we keep going?
No,
or
no? We start again with a new...
I don't know. Jeremy was going to be mine. That's one of the only ones I know.
I'm going to Jeremy in class if my parents would... That's something I like to say online.
I don't know. I have to give you a blank.
Can I give you another guess, even though I'm not going to get a point?
A fun guess for
fun. Is it Black? Yeah.
No.
Is it Last Kiss?
No. Thank God. No, you were so close. Alive was 2, Black was 3, Jeremy was 4. Number 1.
Oh, even flow.
Cuz this was on Guitar Hero.
I fucking hate Pearl Jam.
I like them.
You are grungy.
Their tickets right now are going for about $600 to $700 a piece.
Shut up.
That's crazy.
All
right, hit me with something not grunge.
We're still in the grunge
Fuck
zone,
me.
Daddy.
Wow, I hate grunge.
This is the list.
I understand.
We live by the list. We die by the list.
Yeah.
This one's probably, I haven't looked it up, but it's probably pretty easy. We're going, rest in peace, Chris Cornell, the lead singer of course.
Soundgarden.
Yes. Soundgarden. What's his band with Rage Against the Machine called?
Audio Slave
Audio Slave singer.
I'm going to say
Is it Audio Slave? Wait, is it no, Chris Cornell?
Okay. It's Soundgarden.
Black Hole Sun.
Is it, was there any ever any doubt?
Yeah, come it's on. Had to be.
I mean, Soundgarden had Black Hole Sun. Spoon Man, maybe.
This
Spoon
music
Man.
Video.
Is that number two? Is Spoon Man number two?
No, number two is a song called Outshined.
Outshined. That was on the...
She is a grunger.
This music video used to scare me when I was
it
a kid.
It was scary. But this shit is nuts, dude. His voice is out of control.
I really do not like grunge.
Not even wow. this, though.
Nah, man.
Grow up.
Okay.
Wait, have you guys ever played the game Road Rash
yes,
on PlayStation 1?
Yes.
Outshined, I think, was on Road Rash.
That's why it's
in or there was.
I played it on Sega.
That's probably why it's on the top 10, right?
I played it on Sega and there was no music.
Yeah.
There was also another. There was a few Soundgarden songs on that soundtrack. Black Hole Sun. And their faces are all going crazy.
His voice, though, is unbelievable.
We love him.
Like
we wish him
the
best.
We wish him the best.
I remember.
In heaven or hell.
I wore. Yeah, definitely hell.
music is the devil's work, but I wore a Rage Against the Machine shirt when I was a goth freak in eighth grade.
That's very
that
goth.
Was super
it had,
goth.
It had the word hell on it, okay? It said hell
it was
on
black.
The back of the shirt. And the assistant principal of the middle school was like, oh, I love that shirt, man. I love Rage Against the Machine. I was like, holy shit, this guy is cool.
Who was it? Which principal?
I don't remember his name. He was a short white man.
He's like, just not here.
But he was like, did you hear they're going to form a band with Chris Cornell from Soundgarden? I was like, I love you. I will rat out anyone you want.
Wait, whose turn is it? Adam's?
Moving
my
along
turn.
To Adam. And unfortunately, Adam.
Oh, no.
Oh no! We're still in grunge.
My son would say, "Wow,
Mike hates me."
Alice in Chains.
I love Alice in Chains. Stop it, Warren! I want
to
smack you.
Man in the Box.
Oh
God damn! That is a great guess, but it's wrong.
No.
Really?
Unbelievably, it's wrong.
That would have been my guess.
I hope I'm right.
Don't blow it.
Pulp faked me too.
You'll be humiliated. I thought in my head if I was playing that would be my guess 100%.
Yeah, that would have been my guess actually. So I'm glad you guessed first.
They have another song.
Is it Adam?
I'm just saying
Adam.
Jesus.
Vine.
Is it Rooster?
It is Rooster.
Nice.
I'm not even lying. I just watched their Unplugged before I came over here.
As an aside, Mike, with TikTok potentially on the way out. It's prime time for Vine,
bring
too.
Bring back Vine,
baby.
I hope they don't get rid of TikTok.
I hope they do.
And if they do, would they need to bring back Vine?
I hate what the kids are into because I'm old
do?
And angry.
What am I going to do if I don't have any funny videos to watch?
Right? Vine was so good.
You're not even going to give that song a fucking second?
No. We don't got
Jesus
hours,
Christ.
Brit.
It's also
we
terrible.
Have young children.
I have hours.
Wonder
my mom's
Wonder
watching
Wonder
my child.
Wonder hours to get to the. I mean, that song's got a long lead in.
Yeah. All right, so it's Brittany's turn,
and I clicked Man in the Box by accident. So, Brittany, unfortunately for you, we've shifted out.
You don't
of
know me. You don't know what I like.
We've shifted out of the grunge zone and into the post grunge zone.
That could go a lot of ways.
What's post grunge?
Smash Mouth. Name all 12.
A good example of post grunge is a little band called Bush.
Oh my!
I know Bush. Is this them?
Yeah.
Is this what I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Is it Glycerine?
Brittany.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would have said Machine Head.
Me too.
That's got to be number two, right?
But it is number two.
Yeah.
Razorblade Suitcase.
What a good song. I like them, too.
Bush doesn't get
Razor
it, too.
Razorblade Suitcase, that was one of the few CDs I owned as a kid. I listened to the one song I knew from it, which I don't even know anymore. Because this was
Gavin,
not on it.
What's his name?
Gavin
Rossdale.
Rossdale?
What a babe.
Yes,
total.
But he fucking cheated on Gwen Stefani with a nanny.
Dumbass.
But now she's with fucking Blake Shelton.
Oh, sucks.
Please.
No Doubt, back together.
Gavin Ross.
Yeah, I've seen No Doubt
Coachella,
with Paramore.
Right? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Saw them
Gavin
with
Ross
Blink-182.
You saw No Doubt with Blink-182?
Really?
I don't know if that's better.
Oh, wait, you saw them.
It's pretty great, though.
Man, they're both sick
bands. And The Living End. They were fucking awesome.
Such a good song.
The Living End.
Australian.
Okay. When It All Comes Down. Also a great Bushland.
When It All... So this song, this next band has a story attached to it that I want Brittany to tell, but we're still in post-grunge. We're going with Collective Soul.
Fuck.
I just saw them recently.
Oh, right. No. We want to hear about this.
I don't remember the name of their hit.
That's... I don't even know if
Fuck.
I don't even know if I know names of their songs. Collective I know their Soul. Songs. Oh, yeah. No, I know it.
You know the song if you heard
it. I absolutely know the song, but I definitely don't know the name.
Strange picture here on Apple Music.
I don't know.
Adam, do you know who Collective Soul is?
Is it Flies in the Vaseline?
No, that is...
Different band?
STP.
STP.
If anyone is a satellite radio subscriber like we are, Stone Temple Pilots is on like 8 channels at a time.
Oh, God. I enjoy it.
Collective Soul, Brit, can you steal and pull into a commanding 3-1 to 1 lead?
Is it Heaven Let Your Light Shine Down?
Oh, it has to be.
Wow.
So, I gotta get a ruling from
That's not the name, right?
That's not the name.
What's the name of the song?
The name is Shine.
Shine.
She said the word shine. Does
Come
it count?
On, guys.
Everyone knew what she was talking about.
I gotta give it to her.
You guys didn't even have a guess.
Nah, you gotta give it to her.
Audience.
They said yes.
So you recently saw
them
in concert.
They're old as hell.
Wasn't it outdoors?
It's crazy because it was outdoors.
And it was still
Yeah, we were in the snow. We're standing in the snow.
So these are Collective Soul?
These are tickets you won.
Why is that?
So we won tickets. So MMR does a thing called... They do a thing called Cardboard Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Every year, where people build... some kind of sled contraption out of strictly cardboard and see who can go and make it all the way down the hill. I was at a ski resort. It was called Montage Mountain in Scranton. And so we went. So I just was like driving to get Chinese food one night and I was listening to MMR and they were giving away tickets to... You had to have tickets to see Collective Soul. You could anybody could go see the Cardboard Classic for free. But, yeah, I won. And I won lift tickets and tickets to see Collective Soul after the Cardboard Classic was over. So.
Do you ever wonder if the reason you win so many concert tickets is because they are for bands that no one wants to go see?
So sometimes, yes. Yeah, sometimes, yes. So this one, I really, really think nobody was trying because I was caller number 6. I was caller number 16.
Four and eight, nine,
I was,
and 12.
So I made it. I think I was the only one calling in. But it was a good way to spend my day. It was really fun, to be honest, to watch them things come down. And it was somebody made like a huge Barbie Jeep, and somebody made like the airplane from what's that Tom Cruise movie? Yeah,
Top Gun.
It sure, sounds maybe. Fun,
no, it was fun.
You know what I mean?
And then it was such a small crowd to see Collective Soul. It was like standing room outside at this small stage. But, like, I actually know a lot of Collective Soul songs because my mom used to listen to them in the car when I was a kid. So I was like, I know this. And it's fun to watch women in their, like, 40s, 50s who, like, really enjoy them. And they're fucking having the best time of their lives.
That's great.
And I was like, yes, get it.
They were 20-something when they were popular.
Exactly. And even me, I was, like, a child when they were popular. A true child. And seeing how old they were was, like... It really made me feel old, and I'm sure that those people feel ancient. I'm sorry, but no, it was a good time. They didn't sound great. It was okay.
They fucking suck now.
Yeah, it was. You know, they sung their songs, and they did fine.
So let me ask you this: did they play Shine
first
or last
or both?
It wasn't, but it was like
there are bands that will have like one hit that'll play it first and last.
It was just like in the middle somewhere.
They threw it away.
Yeah, and they also did an AC/DC cover.
Sick.
Fucking what song was it? I can't even remember.
One of the ones that sounds like every AC/DC.
Every AC/DC.
But why are they all so good though?
Why are who so good?
AC/DC.
Do you think they're good?
Yeah.
No, they're okay.
Man, I like the song. Warren hates everything.
I'm like actually surprised that you said that.
I know, right?
I like him.
Moving on to Warren.
Oh, I had Collective Soul.
Oh.
She stole. So does it revert back to the original?
Double steal. No, so it, we're so in the same order.
Okay.
So we are in what I think is could be post-post-grunge or the end of post-grunge. You decide.
Okay.
So, like, we're we talking like early 2000s?
So post-grunge is like later 90s, mid to late.
Was Collective Soul post-grunge?
I think so. I have no idea.
Alternative.
I think so. Yeah, alternative post-grunge. It's, okay. It, like that all went into the same thing.
Who's the band?
Three Doors Down.
Hmm.
Kryptonite?
It gotta be.
It's gotta be.
Was it gonna be When I'm Gone? No, it's gonna be Kryptonite, dude.
Come on. What, do they have any other songs?
When I'm gone, I'm here without you, baby.
I need to hear the song before I know.
Do you have any solo artists or just bands?
Don't ask about the list. The list will reveal itself.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't ask about the list.
That doesn't change what happens. It's just a question.
Can you play their second song?
As soon as we hit a chorus here.
Are you serious?
I went,
I'm going to kill myself.
A friend of my parents was in a cover band. And we went to a bar once to watch them play, and they played this song. And dude, the crowd went ape.
People
shit.
Love this song. They do.
I have a feeling I know what's next.
This is When I'm Gone. Sucks.
Days have made me colder. Since the last time that I saw your pretty face.
I'll just say it's not for me.
No.
Wait, what's the third one? Just one more.
You're addicted.
I am. I know.
Sounds
that.
Exactly
Wait,
the same.
Wait, this is the same song.
Wait.
Oh, God. Enough.
No, this was what I had on, and you incorrectly sang this one.
Different. That's the same song. No. Wait, put the other one on.
Oh, God. Please stop making us listen to Three Doors Down.
So maybe I'm just blind. That's this one, right? So hold me when I'm here.
Yeah, hold me when I'm gone.
They sound the same.
So bad.
Side of me.
I don't like to come across like old man yells at cloud, but it's so fucking bad.
Part of me is gone.
That's very grungy.
I like it's like divorced dad rock.
For sure.
I listen to a divorced dad rock playlist on Spotify like almost daily, and I really enjoy it.
Is it a lot?
Creed. Yeah. I skip all the Nickelback. I can't do Nickelback. But Creed, Matchbox 20,
I feel
Three
like
Doors
you're
Down.
Spoiling some of Mike's
Am I?
Choices
no.
Here.
Okay,
so
sorry.
We're
I'm done.
A hard turn out of post-grunge world.
All right.
Who's up, BK?
BK's up. 3, 2, 1.
Let's go into the 90s. Let's go into the late 90s. Let's go into...
I was 8.
Solo women. Let's go into Britney Spears.
Oh, okay. So they're solos.
Oh, wait. There's so many hits. So this is actually kind of hard.
Tough one.
It's tough.
That is a tough one.
Like, would it be something from the 90s or would it be like a... I have two in mind that I'm like really torn between.
You guess one so I can guess the other.
Is it... Oops, I Did It Again?
It's a great guess, but unfortunately it's wrong. Warren, you can crawl back into this game.
Fuck. Is it Toxic?
Okay, that was my guess.
I can't believe you got Britney Spears and I didn't. What a great song, though.
2003's Toxic.
Wow.
This is a fucking good song.
This video is wild.
Baby, can't you see?
That makes sense. It's the number one.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
This fucking...
That was my guess.
Sick.
Classic. All right. Hit me. Let's
glad
do this.
She's alive.
Getting back into this thing.
For now.
Britney Spears.
Was dark.
We'll shift into...
Everyone likes her knife clanging
things
videos.
Things aren't going well.
They're not.
Is she in a bad spot?
I thought
she
just got out of...
Things are not going well.
No?
I think she's okay. I think she'll stay alive for a while,
but
she's not doing well.
Conservatorship.
Well, yeah.
She is conservative.
Yeah.
We could argue it was a great idea. Conservatorship.
Christina Aguilera. Now...
She has so many eras.
A young man. Yeah, because she was like... Because she went from, like, the early Christina.
I'm not going to say any songs.
Anything,
I'm not going to say any
songs. I got to guess here.
We'll say it after this.
I'm going to guess Beautiful.
It's going to move over to Adam.
Genie in a Bottle.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be.
I thought that was way too.
No. Unlike Britney's first song, this one holds.
Do the kids still know Genie in a Bottle?
I don't know.
I also thought Dirty could be on there as well.
I was gonna say she went from this to like Dirty era.
Yeah, it was like shocking. Like, whoa, Christina! I knew I was.
This was her breakthrough song.
Yeah, and like parents were like, "I don't want my
you're saying she's a virgin.
Rub me the right way? I don't think so." I was a Christina boy.
Yeah, oh, me too. Brittany did nothing for me.
Wow, okay.
She's dancing around with knives and shit like a circus performer.
She has a song called Circus. But my heart is saying no.
What's she talking about here, Warren? You gotta make a big
something about Aladdin. You know, you get that? You get what I'm doing?
Moving her fingers like this. We love her. We wish her the best. Brittany, 3 points. Wait. Adam, 3 points.
I'll just use Warren, this game to do karaoke. Points.
Adam's turn.
Is it?
Yeah, because I had Christina Aguilera and I missed.
Wrong.
Yep.
So. We're moving
don't worry,
on.
I'll keep
Mandy
track of
Moore,
how the game
bring
works.
Her on.
You are hosting.
I was going to say Mandy Moore. I got a guess for that.
That's what I thought would be next.
She's not, but it's got to be
thank God.
Candy, right?
I would think.
I'm missing you like candy. I'm in that movie where I'm dying.
She was also in
a TV show.
This is us.
She was also in Princess Diaries.
Aha! So we're moving from the women of the 90s. To the man that hated them and smashed them in his rhymes as well as in sync.
Eminem. Wow.
This is so many different fucking directions.
Tough.
Like, do you go classic? Do you go new?
I got to talk out loud on this one. I got to give you a final answer.
I feel like we all know most of his songs.
I have to pee so bad.
I got to pee too.
But I'm playing a game.
If you want to go, I got to muse for a minute.
Okay.
Quick, everybody time it, and you'll know how long it takes Brittany to go to the bathroom.
Brittany.
Okay, I feel like...
I'm worse than Puppy. Sorry. Oh, I should probably take these.
Yeah, you are very tangled.
And this is
like a bull in a china shop.
You got it.
All right, so this is most popular on Apple, number one. This is the most downloaded. This is what everybody wants.
However they figure out their list.
Yeah, their algorithm.
It could be most spins.
When you pull up their page, they have a list of like 6 tracks that are their top tracks right on their homepage, and this is number one on that. However they figure that out, I don't know. I'm not Steve Jobs. He's rotting in the grave.
Where he belongs.
6 feet under.
I mean, I want to go with the most obvious answer, but I feel like I'm going to fucking hate myself when it's not correct. But at the same time, there's some deep cuts that could really... Like, there's songs that he has that... I don't know if they've reached the Apple number one crowd yet, whatever that demographic is.
But they reached the hell out of white boys in Chichester, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Really empowered the worst type of people in our grade.
Yeah, they did not help, especially at the time frame at which it came out.
Very...
Bad intersection.
Didn't like him.
Can I
have that last beer? Does anyone care?
Absolutely.
I'm a genie and I'm out. It's about foreplay, right?
We're not gonna fuck until you. Yeah.
It's not Stan. That's too dark. I mean, you'd think it might be because it's such a popular fucking song.
I don't really like Eminem.
Yeah.
But within the last calendar year, I definitely listened to Stan. Like, put it on for whatever.
It's a great fucking song.
It's, you know, it's a little funny that he was like, all right, I was with you until you said he also wanted to fuck you. Like, I'm just kidding. I'm just having fun. She's back, and he hasn't guessed yet. Here we go.
I'm going to say the real Slim Shady. It's definitely not that, but...
Adam?
Is it really?
It's a good guess.
It really is the real Slim Shady,
but it's not the real Slim Shady. Okay.
Brittany, what do you think it is? You
have a guess.
Lose Yourself.
No, good guess, but wrong.
I try to play this the way that I feel like. I'm going to guess a song here. It's not an old song. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Rap God.
No.
Can we have an honorable mention? Or can we guess?
You could, I honestly think you guys could guess for 2 hours.
And we never get there? Okay. All right.
This is a weird one, but...
My name is. I mean, what the fuck? This oldest song.
Guilty Conscience.
Mockingbird, number one. 2004's Mockingbird.
Wow. It's a good one. But
unexpected,
like,
for sure. Yeah. Unexpected.
I stalled a lot for
number
it.
Two is, of course,
Stan. Yeah, right?
This music video was great. What's his face was in it? Devin Sawa?
Yeah.
But that fucking...
It's just a great song. Everything about it is good.
Dear Stan.
Is Rap God even on that list? It's such a...
I tried to write you, but you still ain't calling.
That part... That one part is fucking great. Okay. Dido.
Apparently, this propelled Dido into a mega label of fame that she was not ready for.
Hmm.
But I love Dido.
I heard Dido before I heard this song. My mom liked the Dido.
What's the biggest Dido song? She's not on the list, right?
Yeah.
She's not, but I'll look it up.
I just, there's like one song.
Yeah, name the best Dido song. I don't know, the Eminem one.
I like how he's got the pencil sounds. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses. Thank you.
I want to thank you.
For giving me that SP.
So that's this.
Yeah, that's this. Yeah. So it's to Britney now.
What's her second song?
White Flag, 1999.
I know that one. All right.
We're moving. We're in the same genre. Okay. We're in the same years area. But we're moving from white rappers into white rappers that also might rock. We're in the new metal section.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Who's up, Warren?
No, Brittany.
Brittany.
What's the score here?
Adam, 3. Brittany, 3. Warren, 2. It's anybody's game.
Okay.
This is exciting, folks. If you're not excited, I hope you die. Brittany. Please hit me with what you... And don't look at my phone.
I'm not. I'm literally looking over here because I'm like, my eyes could wander.
The number one song, a band called K-O, backwards R, N, Korn.
Is it Freak on a Leash?
I wish it was.
Fuck,
so badly,
what?
But it's not. I'm going to play it, though.
I love Korn. I love Korn.
Jonathan Davis, Monkey.
Have you guys seen
the drummer?
The Woodstock
David
99.
Silveria,
I have not watched it. Yes.
That's who Korn's drummer is, goddammit. David Silveria.
Yeah. And Fieldy on the bass.
Is it Got the Life?
I wish, because that was... I loved that song so much. Adam, do you have a guess?
Blind?
That's my favorite song.
That's my favorite song.
What is it?
This is another bullshit one. We got two bullshits in a row.
Play it. Is it Y'all Want a Single?
Yeah, it is.
Y'all Want a Single.
What is it?
That's because of TikTok.
Is it a TikTok song?
It's a good song. That bass line, it's just classic.
And then when it comes in, turn it up.
Yo, they're still fucking doing it, man. Somehow, some way.
2003. Nobody had this is the most singularly unique bass tone in the world. Like, how's he playing that?
Really loose.
It's like, no.
He, like, steps through his fucking strings.
Yeah.
I, like, need to take TikTok into account for these things because TikTok will make songs blow the fuck up out of nowhere.
Without a doubt.
And it's like, so there's this thing on TikTok right now where girls are posting videos getting ready to go out to Korn, and they're like, Korn is so girly pop. That's like, that's the new thing. And everybody's getting ready to that song.
The kids are cool. The kids are into Korn.
Yeah.
Let's go, Gen Z.
There's better songs, though.
There are.
Hit me.
We're still in the zone. We're going. My favorite at the time, 1999, I was a huge Limp Bizkit guy.
Oh, I'm mad you got Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, but this is not easy.
No, it's hard not to pick my favorite song, but like it probably isn't that.
This is not easy. There's a lot of good songs. Nookie.
Great guess, but it's wrong.
How?
Really?
Roland.
Great guess, but it's wrong.
Oh, no.
Is it Break Stuff?
I hope.
Oh, really?
That's what I was going to pick. Yeah. Okay. It's just one of those days. But don't even look at me if the song is on while I'm out fucked up off of my ass.
Roland is number two.
Ripping someone's head off.
Yeah, I would have thought.
This is the album where they reach stardom.
Chocolate Starfish.
No.
Significant Other is
nobody cared about $3 Bill, y'all.
No, but Significant Other.
Like, that was a CD I wore out.
Right, hands fair. Up, now hands down.
And then Nookie was number four.
This is a great song.
Yeah, this is grungy.
Fred Durst was Jonathan Davis's tattoo artist.
Yeah.
Oh, was it really?
And he gave him his demo.
Family Values Tour.
I wish I could have gone to that. I would have lost my mind.
I know.
I have a VHS tape of the Family Values 1998 tour.
Absolutely. Rammstein was on.
Rammstein, yep. Oh, my God.
I saw Rammstein in concert. It was awesome.
What?
P.O.D.
Oh, shit. I forget their songs.
This is a tough one.
Hold on.
P.O.D.?
Yeah. If you don't know P.O.D., you're obviously not.
I don't know anything about P.O.D.
What? Okay. Who's up? Is it your turn?
That was my turn. So BK
sorry,
is Steel.
Sorry.
I can't even think about like what they have like one most popular song, I feel, but like I can't even think about how it goes.
I don't know. These top four here, I know all four of them.
I probably do too, but I just can't think.
I'm going to go then.
Wait. Do you officially give up?
Wait. Give me one second.
To look at Mike's phone. Give you 1 second to look at Mike's phone.
My eyes are closed. Okay. I would never cheat at any game in my life. No, go ahead.
Alive. No.
Number three.
Fuck.
Number one is. Long intro here. Little song. It's serious. It's deep. Youth of the Nation. So the lasting memory that I have of POD is watching the lead singer's MTV Cribs.
Nice.
And he was like, "This is my daughter, Nevaeh." That's heaven spelled backwards.
Oh my God! I know of so many people who have Nevaeh, named kids Nevaeh.
We're on a little bit of a slide here, folks.
All right.
Wait, so, can I see what the other four songs? You don't have to play them all.
Number two is Boom.
Boom. Yep. Here comes the boom.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
This is like a perfect video game or like extreme
Alive.
Sports compilation song.
What's Alive?
Alive.
That was the first song I remember hearing of that song.
For the very first time.
Okay, sounds not bad.
But I loved this song, Southtown.
I don't know this one.
Oh, this was their like dark little side song.
This was like before they blew up big. This was like I'm reading about it.
Oh, I get it. You're a POD hipster.
I was.
Got it.
Then I was found out they're Christian. I was like, fuck.
I don't know this one.
Hold on. I just love that era of just fucking distorted as fuck guitars. Okay, so now we've pulled out of any sort of reason for any of the songs. They're not connected in any way.
Okay.
Who's up?
BK.
Is it me?
I whiffed on POD.
Oh, okay.
Drake.
Is it... I'm so bad at song names too. Like this sucks.
Recently saw this gigantic hog.
I did. He was like this.
Yeah. Like what? He was like holding it with a full hand and there was still a lot of hog post hand.
What are you guys talking about?
It wasn't even like hard. It was
like just
and he was flopping
it
back.
Gigantic.
And taking a video of himself in the mirror.
It was definitely Drake. Was it confirmed Drake?
I don't know. That's what I said. I was like, that could be anybody, to be honest. Really, yeah. Like, anybody could look like Drake a little bit.
Hey, what the fuck's going on here?
You guys haven't seen Drake's hog?
Not yet, but
get on TikTok, bitch.
Man, I don't know any fucking Drake names of the songs. Hold on.
I'm going to say right
Wait,
now.
Wait, don't. What? Go ahead.
Is it a hint? For everyone's sake, this one is also bullshit.
Okay.
To me.
Is it, hold on. Sorry.
I feel so alive.
That's all I can think of right now, to be honest.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
It's weird when you hear songs and then later you find out they're like Christian rock anthems and you're like, oh, yeah.
Is it Nice for What?
No, sorry.
Is it Hotline Bling?
No, sorry. Both great guesses.
Is it Everything?
No, sorry. It's bullshit. It's Act 2, colon, Date, at 8, Remix.
I don't know that.
I don't know, I like that stereo going ear to ear, though. That feels good. That was...
I'll come and slide by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM.
It's Four Bats and Drake, of course.
I think the last album that I, like, really listened to all the way through with Drake was the one with... Can I see them? Is this off Views?
Girl, I got you another Drake. So bring your ass up.
Yeah, I don't know this album at all. I buy you shit. I don't know how to use this shit.
Drake's a weirdo, right?
For sure.
It's Canadian, so yeah.
Scorpion is the last the last album I listened to. So that was 2018.
Mm.
That's why you but, keep on coming. And he's come out with a lot of shit since then.
Drake puts out a ton of shit.
Yeah.
Aggressive gambler. So he's got a lot of... Got to make sure he's got cash coming in.
So who's up?
Me.
Warren.
Warren. Jason. Which is the last thing I'm going to say. Mraz.
I thought you were going to say Derulo.
Me too. Me too.
You could have been Aldine.
Jason
could have been
Mraz.
Derulo.
Jason Mraz. He has like one hit, right?
Does he?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm wearing a fucking pork pie hat and I'm playing a guitar.
You're right around it.
I have no idea
I'm so bad at the name of a Jason Mraz song. Yeah, same.
No Mraz heads here.
No. So why would you pick that?
I don't know. I was running out of names.
Jason Mraz.
Just kidding. I have millions of band names in my head. This game will never
I don't know. I don't know.
I couldn't name a song.
Give me one Jason second. Mraz Wait.
Come on.
Sunshine on my shoulder.
Basically.
On. You think of the Jason Mraz song?
I'm trying to think of how it at least goes in my head right now.
I can't distinguish between Jason Mraz and like John Mayer.
Racist. What would you confuse ASAP Rocky for?
I don't
want to
be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. Is that it?
That might be him, but it's not the one that's number one.
Oh,
I'm gonna play.
That's the only song I can
think
of.
Oh, I've been to a wedding. My Sal. You know this song.
Yeah, you know.
Probably heard like a fucking string quartet.
I thought this was
cover.
Jack Johnson.
Yeah,
it's very Jack Johnson-esque.
I would have swore up and down this is Jack Johnson.
Is this song I just sung not on there?
This is terrible.
I always hate dancing to this song. Fuck him.
Before the cool done run out, oh my god,
it's so horrible. Such of an era, you know.
Fuck yourself.
What's it called?
I'm Yours.
Ah, probably a popular first dance song to a lot of
younger
folks.
I definitely got fingered to this song.
I don't think that's Jason Mraz.
I know that's. I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. Okay, two left. The score is Adam 3, Brittany 3, Warren 2, and it's your turn, right?
Nope. That's my turn.
I'm sorry. And Warren, I mean
That's
Adam.
That's Gavin DeGraw.
Gavin DeGraw, of course.
We're in a realm where I'm going to fucking boot it here.
Two left.
All right, what do we got?
Bruno Mars.
I don't know the name of the fucking song. I only know one Bruno Mars song. I only know it by hearing. I have one song that is melted
into my brain because the night, like, I got super fucked up at the bar once and was throwing up all night, and this song was just stuck in my head as I was puking. So now every time I hear it, I'm like, fuck.
Not good.
Fuck off, Bruno Mars. And there's a time where everyone was like, he's the next Prince. Shut up.
Something into Heaven.
good guess, but
it's not it.
It's not it.
All right, I hit the. I made contact. That's good enough for me. Yeah,
I know what song you were talking about. Is it 24 Karat Magic?
No. What? So sorry.
Is it Uptown Funk?
No, it should be, though. It should be any of those, but it's
What's the name of mine?
Locked Out of Heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, what I like.
This is a good song.
Yep.
I mean,
yes, it is.
I'll dance to this song.
Will you?
Oh, yeah. Not well.
I was going to say.
Yeah, this will get your ass on the floor.
Yeah, this will get me on the floor.
You can't hate on Bruno Mars.
No, not at all. He's great.
He's a crowd pleaser.
He's like he's like Usher.
It's to Britney.
It's to Britney.
She pointed at me like it was to me.
I don't know. I'm having a rough day.
So this is, if you connect here, it's game over.
It's game over. And if not,
I get a chance to steal the three-way tie it.
And then if not, you then can
I
win.
Can, I can close out.
Would it be a three-way tie?
If Warren gets
it. Yeah. 3-2-3.
Okay.
3-2-3?
3-2-3. Yeah, you hit this, you win.
I didn't know you had three. I'm impressed.
Thanks. We one single at a time. Literally.
The final band on this version of the Doom Thugs musical challenge game. A little band from England called The Beatles.
Oh, wow.
The Beatles. Now, they have a couple hits. So.
It's good to go. Yeah. It's very possible we all name bangers and it's none of them.
It's probable.
Is it?
Yes.
Hold on. Give me one sec.
Let's get
Brady
phone
pulls out her phone. Apple Music. Hello, mate. I'm John Lennon. Is that good?
No.
It's quite good.
I wrote many songs with Yoko Ono.
Is it Hey Jude?
Great guess, but not.
That would have been my song.
Not even
too.
In the top four.
Wow. What?
Not even the top four.
Dude, they have so many songs.
Oh, man. Is it Penny Lane?
It is not.
Yellow Submarine.
No.
Is it I Want to Hold Your Hand?
It is not.
Is it Come Together?
No. Let's keep going till we get it.
Oh, okay. Is it Oblah Di Oblah?
No.
I don't ask me any more fucking Beatles songs. I don't know.
Is it Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
No.
I don't know. I give up. We got to know. Yesterday?
This song hits, dude. If you're feeling a little sad, you put this on. You're crashing your car into a pole.
I'm going to Jeremy all over the place.
All right. So we're in the same spot we were last week.
Yes.
Brittany and Adam move on to the tie-breaking round, except this time Warren doesn't win.
Right.
So.
Okay. So the way that it works. Did we decide this last time?
Yeah.
What do you need?
So you
have to pee. So
I'm going to fucking rip this thing off.
Do you want to go piss real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Go piss real quick.
You need this and a pen.
So you need a blank card and a pen.
Oh, I forgot.
Adam needs a blank card and a pen. He's going to piss real quick.
Here, Adam.
So it's going to be, what is it, one band?
Yeah.
And they both write a song down. Whoever's is higher on their list.
That went into the couch.
Of the, you know, top yeah, is the winner.
Is the winner. And you choose the band.
Okay.
Who choose?
I'll choose the band.
I'm nervous.
Last week it was Taking Back Sunday.
And Adam guessed the album instead of the song.
Yes. My boy's screaming. I love it.
Oh, I'm going to have to come up with something.
It's got to be something.
Did I come up with the band last week, too?
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a great one. So don't fuck it
up. Have you guys ever done ASMR?
I listen to it, but
I always... as soon as it starts working, I turn it off.
They'll take things
weird.
Like this.
It's good to fall asleep, too.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I can't. It makes... I get the...
tingles. The tingles. I don't get anything from it, to be honest. Nothing.
If you don't get anything from it, then it's very weird to watch, because it's just like...
It's weird. Like, what are you doing?
To fall asleep, too.
I'm going to open this bag of chips.
Somebody the other day was doing a loofah with soap. Mm-hmm. Wet loofah with soap, and it was like,
oh, like it was making the foaming
it was a
sounds.
Great foamy sound. I was like, that's a good sound, but it's not like giving me any tingles. They're like,
no tingles,
nothing good. No,
I think Sal might get the tingles because if you hold him and mm-hmm. then like you go in his little ear, he's like,
I do that with Phoebe. If I whisper like near her neck, like near her ear, I'm like, oh my god, I love you, Phoebe.
me.
Yes, that's what I said.
She'll be like,
and they get their shoulders up.
Yeah. That's like little kids when I'm trying to do their neckline with the trimmers. They're like, like they like collapse and like shrug their shoulders up because it tickles so bad.
All right.
Oh, wait, there's a pen in your seat.
There's a pen behind your ass in the seat.
All right.
All right. So for Adam, the way it's going to work is I'm going to say a band.
Okay.
You two are both going to write down what you think is their number one song. Mike is going to go to Apple Music, and whoever is higher in their list.
Got it.
In their catalog of Apple Music. How far does that go? Apple Music, like numbered. Like top 10 or something?
The top. So on the front page, their top songs, you get 8.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say we've already talked about them a couple times today.
Collective Soul?
I think I know.
Blink 182.
I knew it.
We did this last week, though.
We did Blink 182 no,
we
last didn't. Week?
We did Taking Back Sunday. Oh, we did.
Were they part of the...
They were part of
They were in the original
Okay,
band.
I'll come up with another band.
All right, who's the other band?
But obviously, everyone's completely forgot, so it doesn't really matter.
You really fucked me here, didn't you?
You fucked yourself, because you don't pay attention. Also... The list has updated since last week, so it doesn't matter. Nobody remembers what last week's song was, and it doesn't matter anyway, because it's different than it was.
I still want to change it.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
I already moved
another,
on.
If it's another band from last week,
then kill me. That's okay. I'm going to say... now I don't remember what... I'm just going to look at Mike's record collection. Pick out an album.
Okay.
Oh, this is all nonsense.
Don't pick some obscure shit.
Mike. Warren, you're blowing it.
Just say something.
Let's just do Blink.
Go ahead.
Is everyone fine?
Now I'm all fucking... I was going to say Led Zeppelin, but I don't know where Britney lies with that.
No, I know Led Zeppelin.
All right.
All right, Led Zeppelin it is.
I never heard of them.
I'm just bad at song names.
You made this bed for yourself.
I
you did. Know that.
I should have been like no.
Blink. Let's do Blink. Sorry for that long period of silence.
Kill the space.
Your phone has not died. We're still here. But yeah, Led Zeppelin.
They have a lot. They have a lot.
Oh, they got a ton of songs. John Bonham passed away.
That's what you take from Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, no, that was the end of them.
The drummer's dead.
Drummer's dead. The guitar player had some weird shit with a very young woman.
This is just the only As song every that classic I can rock. Remember.
I was going to say, Pete Townsend.
He got trapped.
Adam, you have yours?
Yeah.
Adam's right, locked and loaded.
Right, your mic whatever. Off? This is the only song I can fucking think of right now.
Okay.
All right. Hand them to me.
Hand them.
All right. What are you? Oh, wait a minute.
I think what are you doing here now? He was signing it.
Okay.
Oh, I was crossing out the second one, so there's no.
All right. So don't hand that to me. Oh, got it.
Hand that to.
Okay.
Are we the same?
No, you're not the same. Okay, cool. You are not the same.
All right, that's why I was.
We will have a clear winner.
Brittany's guess.
I'm embarrassed.
Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
Can you tell us where that lies on their list?
Not even.
Well, why don't you show me both?
And no, because I want to know, because I read them in a specific order.
What's Adam's?
Stairway to Heaven.
Adam, you did it. Adam's is number one on the list.
Where's Immigrant Song?
Number two.
That was my next one.
Immigrant Song was the song.
That was my next one.
Well, guess what? You still would have lost.
I still would have lost.
Great job, Adam.
Thanks.
Not a music guy, no, but he's a fucking winner.
Definitely a dog on that one.
Yeah, buddy.
Plus money.
Nice job.
Thanks. Good job.
Great job. That
was single
great.
At a time.
What a fun game.
Isn't it a fun game?
It's fun now.
Great job.
And I'm still the loser.
No.
I've never won.
Well,
we've played twice. I've never won. That's not good.
We'll see what April
That's okay. You got
us.
To see Collective Soul.
Fucking April. Our next show is going to be in April.
April.
I feel like I can still smell my fucking Christmas tree. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
I mean, Warren or Adam or does anyone else? Brittany can't because she still has to be in the game because she hasn't won yet. But do one of you two want to come up with the list of bands for next time and do the music part so I can actually fucking play for once in my life?
I'll do it. Unless you want, unless you are in fact.
I will. No, that's okay.
You want to collab? Oh, no, you're going to play.
Yeah, I'll play.
Yeah. All right, I'll do it.
Cool. Let's all remind Adam. He said,
I think that that's the way to go. Myself a note right now. From here forward, the winner designs the next
designs
one.
Designs the next one. That's a good idea.
So that everyone gets to play.
We're learning on the fly. We're thinking on the fly. We're wearing Eddie Bauer.
We're going to figure out a way to make sure that next time Guns Brittany also loses.
I want to win.
So Mike can win.
I will dominate. I'm a music freak, and I have Apple Music, so I'll be looking it up right here.
Just studying Apple Music for the whole month until
every
we come back.
Every band ever.
I'll have to use your phone.
I'll
have to use your phone to play the song.
Well, that's fine. Do you have Spotify?
Yeah, but I got the free version, so I don't know if you can just on demand it.
We're not listening to commercials, Warren.
I have the premium Spotify.
We'll work it out.
You can look at what the top five songs are
in advance. You're right.
Like if you wanted to play it here, you could just use somebody else's phone.
That's you true. Should bring the CDs and play it on the Sony Discman.
Play a Dr. Squatch.
What a great episode! It's fucking March.
March 15th.
We're in like 3 to 4 warm days in a row. You know,
so nice.
We're wearing short sleeves, except for Adam.
We're getting into it. But he's got the short pants.
I changed pizza dough all over my shirt.
My jeans are filthy. They got dirt on the knees. They got pizza sauce here. I ate Pop's Pizzeria in my car. On my pants. But anyway.
Embarrassing.
So I can't wait for April because it's going to be another great episode, but we want to thank you. Actually, Warren, you're hosting, so you do this.
Sorry. One time I stole my grandfather's credit card to buy porn.
Thanks for listening and watching, folks.
Oh, what a great story that is. And did not get away with it, did you?
No, absolutely not. Did not get away with it.
So there was a sit down with...
Oh, there was a sit down, all right.
How many members of your family were there?
Just my father.
Oh, it wasn't like a...
Father, to Jesus.
Grandfather, everybody's in the room.
But they all knew.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas that year was a little awkward.
and they pointed it to your dad, like, you have to fucking
kid, like...
How much was it, do you know?
I don't know, but it was definitely one of those things where, like...
It was enough of a difference to make a difference.
Some kind of price, and then, like, you get fucking...
Oh, yeah, there's probably a free trial period that, and if you don't you get hit with the... Not that I would know.
There's lots of free porn out there.
Yeah, this was... This was before 9/11,
I don't remember that.
Before the flood.
9/11 was fourth grade.
This was, like, post-grunge porn.
Yes, post-grunge porn era.
Yeah.
Pre-new metal. I mean, new metal, I'm still on dial-up, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Thanks, everybody out there, for watching.
It's been a real pleasure. We appreciate you greatly. I have not yet gotten to pee, and I have to. So
I almost pissed myself. Somebody just messaged.
We finally got a message. Chucky Dinky said, NP. All right.
No penis.
No problem,
Chucky Dinky. Thank you for tuning in, and we wish you the best.
Yeah.
I thought you said RIP, and I thought it was Obama.
Oh, another one.
What?
You got me. No peen. Does anyone know who Chucky Dinky is?
Nope.
Can you see pictures?
I don't know. Go check it out.
It's Charles Dinky.
I hope it's not the Chucky, the evil doll.
Is. I hope it is.
If Chucky's on our ass,
I'm sorry, no.
We're done.
Chucky,
Thanks,
I'm scared.
Dinky.
Who are you? Tell us who you are.
Do you know who we are? Compeesh. We're signing off, but we wish you the best. CD, Chucky Dinky, come on the show next month. I'm going to dominate at this game. Number one, Green Day, Time of Your Life. last episode of Friends. Well, I could read that later. I got to pee.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Signing off, Jimmy Buffett.
Tried to amend my carnivorous
God, I love cheeseburgers.